We're going to learn Maimer Tes, the ninth Maimer of the Pritzadik on Parshas Emor. The Torah in Parshas Emor describes the Mayadei Hashem, Asher Tikru Oysam Mikro'ei Kodesh. First, the Torah tells us Mitzvah Shabbos, Sheish Yes Yomim Te'asem Elocho V'yom HaShivi Shabbos Shabbos Mikro Kodesh Kom Elocho Lo'isa Asu. Shabbos Hil Hashem B'chol Meshvay Sechem. And then the Torah launches into the mitzvahs of the Yomim Tovim Eilu Ma'adei Hashem Mikra'i Kodesh Asher Tikru'u Oysam B'Mayadam. Upon the conclusion of the discussion of these Mayadim, the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of taking Shemin Zayin Zach Kosis Lamor L'Halois Ner Tamid. Tamid, the kindling of the menorah. The kindling of the menorah comes right after the Mayadim. The question is why? The very next parasha, the very next mitzvah satayra is the lechem hapanim v'lakachto selas v'afiso iso shtei mesrei chalois shtei esrenim yiyah hachaloh echos v'samto isom shtayim ma'arachois sheish ma'araches al hashulchon ha'tohar l'fnei Hashem. So the mitzvah of the lighting of the menorah and the lechem hapanim on the shulchan follow immediately after Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the question is, what's the connection? U'kvar hikshu b'zayar ha'kadosh al parshas haneiros shenismucho le parshas moedim. Ach shehizkir parshas moedim. The reason is because after mentioning the parsha of the moedim, which Am Yisrael is responsible for establishing the calendar and then being makdish and making that time holy, so that means sheyuchlu Yisrael lahazmin kedusha lezmanim. Am Yisrael is able to invite and bring and confer holiness to certain periods of time. We are able to bring holiness. We are able to sanctify certain periods of time. Huge power vested in Klal Yisrael. V'chein HaShabbos. Also, because of its Kedusha, Bo Samoch Lohem, is also mentioned right before the Moedim, right before Parshas Haneirois and the Lechem Aponim, the Ksiv Be Lahalois Ner Tamid, or Parshas Lechem Aponim, the Ksiv Lefanai Hashem, or Lefnei Hashem Tamid. So the Tmidius is common to both the Lechem Aponim that has to be there Tamid. There always had to be lechem aponim on the shulchan. Not for a moment could the shulchan be without lechem aponim. The fresh lechem aponim would come on and you would gently slide the last week's lechem aponim off at the same time. That's what tamid means. That's how permanent and how constant there had to be lechem on the shulchan. And of course, it says about the menorah, me'erev ad-beikel lefnei Hashem tamid. So the fact that these are both tamid, they are constant. Here he seems to suggest that that is like the kedusha of Shabbos. The point is sheyecholim beemes lizkois lekedushais elu tamid, that there's a certain kedusha that comes from having a menorah, and that's represented by the menorah, a kedusha available to us. We can become holy with the kedusha of the menorah. We can become holy with the kedusha of the shulchan. He's going to explain what those two types of sanctification are. What sanctity can we manifest that is the sanctity of the menorah? What is that sanctity we manifest that is the sanctity of the shulchan? But that's what this is about. Just like you, Am Yisrael, can have sanctity in time, and you confer the sanctity, and you create the sanctity in time. That's why the Gemara says we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazamanim, in that order, because it's not as if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the Kadosh, that the time is Kadosh. We have to say when that time, that's Kadosh, begins. Bezdin declares when Rosh Chodesh is. Then we now know when the Yom Tov is. So we are the one, we are the ones who, so to speak, create and confer sanctity in time. So we also have the ability to create this sanctity of the menorah, and the sanctity that the menorah stands for is Torah, and then the sanctity of the Shulchan, which is a sanctity of our physical consumption of food. Kedusha, even in our, literally, our Shulchan, the Shulchan from which we eat in our homes. And he explains, V'hine, Kedushas ha-mayadim hu zeminin mikadosh. The mayadim are invited, meaning they are created so that they can become kadosh. K'meshikasa b'zer ha-kadosh. V'haynu, chachma di'ikroi kadosh. Chachma is kadosh. Wisdom, Torah wisdom is kadosh. Just like we can create sanctity in time, we create sanctity by using our minds for Torah. And then we ourselves are becoming the kelim. We are becoming that which is holy. How does a Jew become holy? He becomes holy in Torah mitzvahs. He says that Torah shebiksav ikrei kodesh ilo, that's the higher kedusha. Torah shebalpeh is kodesh tato, is the practical kedusha, here as it's played out, as the Torah is meant to be lived, with the minutiae and with the various expressions of how the Torah shebiksav manifests, which is determined by how we interpret it, that Torah shebiksav, that's how we live, that's alpi Torah shebalpeh, that's kodesh tato. The Kedusha here felt known as we live Jewish life in this world. Talmidei Chachamim who are studying and who are working in Torah, mishtadlin meaning making efforts to understand and to obtain and then to manifest lives replete with Torah understanding and Torah initiative, damyon l'shabbosais v'yamim tovim. Such Chachamim are comparable to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because the sanctity that exists in time exists in body in these Talmidei Chachamim. V'hainu shepnuyim tamid, and he's using the word tamid with very great pointed specificity, because that's the word describing the holiness of the menorah and the holiness of Lechem Aponim. Tamid. L'Torah. Chachamim are devoted constantly to the Torah. V'al zeh Nemar, Parshas HaNeiros, Torah Or. That's what the Neiros stand for. The Neiros stand for Torah Or, the light of Torah. V'gam Shemen. Ramiz L'chachma, K'meshem B'gemara. Of course, Shemen means, oil means, tremendous wisdom and wherewithal, and practical use of one's intellectual capacity for productive measures, for proper understanding of Torah and then application of that knowledge in life. V'al zeh nemar v'yikru elecha shemen zayisach. Sh'af sh'ikir ha-hamshocha al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tell the Jewish people that even though, yes, it's true, Torah was given to us by Moshe, and the ability for a Jew to know Torah was because Moshe was mekabel Torah misinai. We would not be able to understand a word if not for the transmission of Torah. Torah became something explicable humanly through Moshe Rabbeinu, through his agency. Nevertheless, even though we would think that it's all Moshe's doing, it's not. It's our work that's needed in order to have Kinyan Torah, in order to obtain Torah, in order to acquire Torah. Even though Moshe is Shushvinu d'malka v'aron hamadlik, shehu Shushvinu d'matranisa, k'ma shikosa b'zera kadosh, mikal makam tzrichin Yisrael l'hishtadlos mitzidam. We must make efforts in Torah. When we make efforts in Torah, we become holy. It's not just the knowledge, it's the efforts in Torah. It's the study, it's the work, it's the involvement, it's the application of oneself to the acquisition of Torah that causes that person who is applying himself to become holy. That's hishtadlus mitzidam, effort on our part. She'ein zochen rak al yidei ma shehem hishtadlin b'ayraisa. You will not become a kadosh without the efforts in Torah. V'zeh kedushas hamoedim. That's what's like the kedushas hamoedim. We're just alone. You would not have a Yom Tov unless Klal Yisrael declares when the Yom Tov is, and Bezdin decides when it is Rosh Chodesh, and then therefore when will Yom Tov be? That has to be decided by us. Well, are we going to be kadosh and study Torah? That has to be decided by us. Deba'inon l'Hashem. Yom Tov requires l'Hashem. Now he goes into that famous Gemara in Pesachim, where on the pasuk, two pesukim, right? One pasuk says Atzeres Tielochem. The other pasuk says Atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara says there's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Eliezer says, well, you can spend the time either in Torah or in Achila and Shasiya, and Rabbi Yeshua says Chatzi l'Hashem Chatzi l'Hashem. But either way, you're dedicating that Yom Tov time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'inu l'Hashem, v'lo nitnu rak la'asek b'Torah, u'l-Rabbi Eliezer oy l'Hashem oy l'Hashem, u'l-Rabbi Yeshua chilkeyu chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem, half and half. So that what he's saying is that the Asik involvement in Torah on our part, b'tmidius, constantly and consistently, brings to the kedusha of the person and is a way of sanctifying ourselves, like the Klal Yisrael sanctifies the Yom Tov. And that's why the mitzvah of L'Halis Ner Tamid representing Torah comes right after the Moedim. You can make the Moedim holy, you can make yourself holy. You need to just kindle the menorah of Chochmas HaTorah in your life. That will be a kindling that brings you to the Kedusha of a person, like a person confers Kedusha to the Yom Tov. Ukedushas HaShabbos. Now moving on toward the other mitzvah, which is Lakach Toselus Vafisa Isa Shtei Mesrei Chalois, the Lechem Aponim. He says Kedushas Shabbos, also mentioned at the beginning of the Parashas Amoedim, Shehu Shehiya HaAchila B'Kedusha. Shabbos is a time when it's Kadosh by its nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who made Shabbos Kodesh originally, at the very moment of the first Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Bereishis. And Kamesh Amri B'Gemara, like the Gemara says, HaKol Moedim B'Shabbos D'Be'inu Nami L'Chem. Dixiv V'Karosa L'Shabbos Oinig. There has to be Oinig Shabbos, which is physical pleasure. Does that mean that the point of Shabbos is the Hano of the Guf? No. V'Hainu Shegam Hanoas HaGuf B'Kedusha. The one day when there is an Oinig and a mitzvah to have Oinig. When is the one day of a week that a Jew has a day of the week that he is supposed to enjoy? Shabbos. Only Shabbos. And that's the holiest day. Because he's supposed to enjoy, but in the context of Kedusha. Shegam hanoas haguf, that even the physical pleasures of Achila and Shasiya shall be fulfilled, a mitzvah shall be involved, and it'll be fulfilled in holiness on the holy day of Shabbos. V'zeh inyan Shulchan Melachim. That's what Shulchan Melachim is all about. Shulchan Melachim is famously a description of Shlomo HaMelech Shulchan, which of course literally at first you think, well, it means how many hundreds and hundreds of animals were slaughtered every day, how many fresh loaves of bread were provided for him and his entourage. V'lezeh zach Shlomo HaMelech Olav Shalom Shesudu Sein Nichtava B'divrei Torah La'ol Me'ad. His concept of Shulchan Melachim is there in Navi and in the Gemara because of the fact that it was a Shulchan of Kedusha every day. V'alzeh Amar, that's the reason why the Mishnah in Avay says V'al tis'ave l'shulchan melachim. Don't look at it as a physical pleasure of a table with an array of all the best like you have at the smorgasbord. That's not what life is. Life is not a smorgasbord of physical pleasures. That's not what your shulchan melachim is supposed to be. You should have shulchan melachim, but that's not the meaning of a true shulchan melachim. You should have the shulchan melachim of Shlomo HaMelech, which was holy, meaning that what you have is experienced and consumed. It's food and drink you partake of in the context of Kedusha and for purposes of Kedusha. Ubavadai, he says, look, that Mishnah in Avos Perek Vav, it says, Al tesav l'shulchan melachim. Don't be desirous of Shulchan Melachim, don't be gluttonous for that expansive Shulchan of the kings, the table of the kings. Can it mean, literally, that the Mishnah is telling us, don't want excess? Can that be the meaning? He says no, because the previous statement of the Mishnah was Pasma Melach Tochel, Mayim Bimsura Tishta, V'alor Tishin V'chayitzar Tichya. Even with all that, B'Tayra Ata Amel, that's Kach Darka Shel Tayra. So the Tayra there is being described as a Tayra that you are Kaina without physical pleasures. And that's what you shall seek for yourself, to be a person of intellect and not a person of a physicality and not a person of gluttony. So of course you don't need the Mishnah then to go on and say Val Tisav Shulchan Malachim. Ubavade Misha Hurgal Bapas Bemelach Khaicha Bamaim Surah Tishta Lo Yisav Shulchan Malachim. So why does the Mishnah there continue Al Tisav Shulchan Malachim? Ra Kaperish, the Mishnah there is trying to tell us what Shulchan Malachim means. It means Sheyuchal Lechal Achila B'Kedusha. You should be able to eat your achila for the purpose of sustaining your neshama, and on Shabbos Kodesh for the purpose of sanctifying Kedushas Shabbos. You should make your achila Kodesh, kiyum mitzvahs with the foods that you eat. Brachos, brichsamazon, achila with kavana l'shem shamayim, achila on Shabbos with kavana of l'shem Shabbos Kodesh, because of the karas l'shabbos oineg. You can do it. You can have your achila become Kodesh. You can sanctify your achila. That's why Shulchan comes right after Moedim. Just like you can sanctify the Moedim, you can sanctify your table. You can sanctify your very sustenance, your achila, daily, certainly Shabbos and Yom Tov. Va'alzeh Omar. That's why the Mishnah there continues, Sheshulchancha gadol mishulchanam. Your Shulchan is greater than any Shulchan Melachim, lavishly bedecked with whatever foods they may have. Your Shulchan is greater. Because yours is a shulchan where you are partaking in a manner of and in a context of kedusha. Al pimasha kosov bezera kodesh mezayna de chavriya, the food, the sustenance of chaverim of teira me asa ilah yakira the ikri chachma. We are able to sustain ourselves on something higher. There, it's the Zayin and Pashas Bishalach discussing the man, which was a spiritual sustenance. Teira is now our man, our spiritual sustenance. And that's what provides us with sustenance. And that's why the Zohar there invokes the Pasuk in Koheles, Tiksiv, HaChachma Techaya Baleho. That's what gives us life. Chachma Satera. V'zeh HaEsek Hu Rak Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu was told he shall prepare the Lechem upon him. Interestingly, it's specifically Moshe who was told, "Lakachta Selas Vafiso Eisosh Temes Vechalas Shnei Esrei Miachala Chos." It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mitzav Moshe, because again, it's Moshe Rabbeinu who has this Sheresh Neshamais of Klal Yisrael in him. He is the one through whom we can receive the ability to be such holy Neshamais. It's because his neshama was kailal, all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, just like that way he was able to transmit Torah to us, that way he is also able to impart to us the ability to create Shulchan Melachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, Yaakov encapsulated all of the gufim, all of the bodies of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalom sherish nishmas kol Yisrael. Shehu ner Hashem nishmas adam. Had divrei Torah. Shekol echad miYisrael sherishai ois oichelik meois medivrei Torah. Everybody in Klal Yisrael is represented by an ois or a part of an ois in the Torah of the shishim ribu oisi ois. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the conduit through which the people of Klal Yisrael, each of us, an ois of Torah, can become a person of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom kolal hadivrei Torah. He was an encapsulation of all of Torah, and then all of Torah through him is also ours. Meirasha kehilas Yaakov, Torah tzivlanu Moshe. Meirasha kehilas Yaakov. It's inherited, so to speak, the conduit being Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why Shulchan Melachim is described through Moshe Rabbeinu creating the lechem upon him.
Yes,
Here is that the root of all knowledge of Torah and the ability, the capacity of a Jew to learn and to be mekabel, to receive Torah, through Moshe. V'hoi rabban shal dar amidbar shenikru dar dea. Hu hafia b'Yisrael. He is what caused that in Klal Yisrael they should manifest the ability, sheyizku la'achila b'kedusha, shu achochma t'chaya b'leho. What does it mean to eat b'kedusha? It doesn't only mean to do mitzvahs. It means to eat for spiritual purposes and to literally consume like you would be learning Torah, and that's your consumption. You're living on Torah. You're living on Torah. That's how you create your shulchan melachim. Who gave us the capacity to live that way? Who gave us that spiritual capacity that Torah should be our sustenance, natural to us, as natural as other ingredients are to any other human being? A Jew has natural subsistence. Naturally, he subsists on Torah. How can that be? Who made that possible? Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why he is the one who creates the lechem upon him, and mitzvah, he's commanded to create the lechem upon him. Because shulchan melachim, the ability for all of us to have this high and live by the high ideal of chachmat chay baleo, Moshe Rabbeinu. While yada yuchlu Yisrael lizkos lebeis haKedushas halalu tamid. That's how we can have these two kedushas, the kedusha of Torah and the kedusha of the shulchan melachim. One represented by the Neiros of the Menorah, the other represented by the Lechem Aponim. These are all holiness. We are capable of such Kedusha because we are, like in the case of Ma'adim, able to make efforts to create the Kedusha in our lives, in our very being. But then he goes on to say, Mekal Makam, Ksiv Al Menorah HaTahira, V'chein Al Shulchan HaTar. The Torah describes them as being Tar because purity is something we have to work to accomplish. Tahara brings to Kedusha. So that's why we have to have Tahara about us. And then we follow steps to emerge and proceed from Tahara, from purity to a higher level, to holiness. That's how we can become holy, that our learning, our minds are constantly involved in Torah, and therefore we are people of constant holiness. Our shulchan, our subsistence is on Torah. We live, so to speak, on Torah, not just on the physical food that we eat. And we have, therefore, shulchan malachim. When we eat for holiness and in holy ways and with dedication to purposes of holiness. Shehalachem munach al shulchan. He says now a fascinating thing. It's just one line, but think about it, he says. The lechem aponim is changed and it's made so that it can be changed and be fresh each Shabbos. But it's on the shulchan for the whole week during the Sheshi Simei HaMaaseh. It's there during the mundane time, during the days of Yomei Sachol. What does that indicate? That they too can become Kaddish. That how we eat and what we eat and how we earn and what we do in order to sustain ourselves all of the week, including the first 6 days of the week, has relationships to Shabbos and therefore has the capacity to become Kaddish. How we eat, what we eat, and how we earn what we then use to buy our food, all of that can be Kaddish, because we can do it in the context of Kedusha. And that's the message of the Lechem Aponim being on the Shulchan Tamid, not just on Shabbos. Not just on Shabbos. Because it's possible to have Shulchan Malachim and to create holiness. And holiness that includes and encompasses how we eat, what we eat. That's why these Parshias, Elu Parshias, Parshas, the Menorah, Parshas, the Shulchan, Parshas Shemen Mishka, Shemen Lamor, and Parshas Lechem Aponim come specifically after the Mayadim. Zehu Shabo Parshias Elu Achar Parshas Shabbos Mayadim. Just as we are capable of making time holy, sanctifying Zman, we are capable of sanctifying ourselves, our Torah on the one hand, and even our Shulchan on the other.